Well, we're going to start with some Rugby Sevens news from Vancouver. In the early hours of this morning, the Blitzbokke have made it into the semi-finals after a 17-14 win over Australia. It was a welcome result after they lost to the Aussies in the previous pool match, 17-14, earlier in the day. The result now means that Philip Snyman's men will play Fiji in the semi-final. Argentina will play Spain in the other semi-final. Spain pulled off another impressive victory after they beat the All Blacks 17-12 to book their spot in the last four. Moving to some cricket action coming up, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins are back in One Day Cup action today. They face the Titans at SuperSport Park, needing a win to get themselves off the bottom of the log. They are winless from their first two matches in the competition. That one starts at 10 a.m. Staying with cricket and some Champions Trophy action from yesterday, Josh Inglis's 120 not out of 86 balls took Australia to an unlikely victory over England. England batted first, made 351 for 8, Ben Duckett making 165. In reply, the Aussies were 136 for 4 at a stage before Inglis and Alex Carey put on 146 for the fifth wicket. Glenn Maxwell came in, made 32 of 15 balls to help Australia over the line with 15 balls to spare. England piled on the runs but couldn't defend it. Their captain, Joss Butler, tells Sky Sports News that he feels encouraged ahead of their games against Afghanistan and the Proteas.
Immense belief in the guys and optimism, and to put 350 on the board, if we can keep doing that, there won't be too many other times that we come up second.
Today's a massive game. Pakistan need a win in order to stay in the competition when they take on India. That one gets underway at 11 a.m. And then looking at some football action coming up today in the Betway Premiership. Golden Arrows are in action against SuperSport United away. Marumo Gallants host Polokwane City in the other one. Then in the Premier League, the match of the weekend sees Manchester City hosting Liverpool at the Etihad. The Reds can extend their lead at the top of the table to over 10 points with a win today. The early kickoff on Sunday will see Newcastle hosting Nottingham Forest. That's it from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport team, I'm Nick Tatham.